Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The death toll from flooding across parts of western Germany and Belgium rose around 100 Friday as the search continues for hundreds of people still unaccounted for. Rescuers are scrambling to find survivors and rescue people trapped in houses at risk of collapse. Chancellor Angela Merkel expressed her sorrow over the loss of life during a news conference at the White House late Thursday, saying the full extent of the tragedy will only be seen in the coming days. End quote. Los Angeles County in California will require masks to be worn indoors, even by those vaccinated against the coronavirus. The University of California Higher Education System also said Thursday that students, faculty, and staff must be inoculated against COVID-19 to return to campus. Xiaomi is now the second largest smartphone vendor based on worldwide shipments in the second quarter of 2021. The Chinese company captured 17% of the global market share, just behind Samsung's 19%, but ahead of Apple's 14%. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
NASCAR driver Kyle Larson is eager to get back to New Hampshire Motor Speedway this weekend after missing the race last year.
I've always enjoyed going to Loudoun. I mean, it's not been one of my favorite tracks and my best tracks, but it kind of reminds me of a longer, bigger IRP, the way you race it and stuff. And I think the PJ1 application there is really good. At least when I ran there, you know, usually by the last couple runs of the race, it's finally started to wear out and, you know, the lanes are adjusting. You got to keep up with that. So, it's definitely a tough place though. And, you know, the Gibbs guys have been very good there for a long time. But, you know, hopefully we've learned a lot on our short track stuff to go there and be strong.
Arizona health officials say there is definitely an uptick in COVID-19 cases across the state, likely due to the highly contagious Delta variant. As of Monday, Arizona had recorded over 3,500 breakthrough cases out of more than 3.2 million fully vaccinated people. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
President Biden's push for a big new infrastructure plan at the cost of $3.5 trillion is just the beginning. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said, you add that to the $600 billion in a bipartisan plan, you get $4.1 trillion, which is very, very close to what President Biden has asked us for. End quote. West Virginia Attorney General Republican Patrick Morrisey on Fox News says this plan would devastate workers in his state and surrounding areas.
This new so-called clean electricity standard, that if that goes into effect, that will devastate the West Virginia economy. We'll go into free fall because we still rely on coal for 90% of our electricity, our power needs, and natural gas. And the whole goal behind this big bill and the Biden climate agenda is literally to wipe out the use of those fossil fuels. So if he votes for this, this would be catastrophic for a state. So I'm rooting him on. I'm hopeful that he'll do the right thing. You may remember back in 2010 when Senator Manchin first ran, he put a rifle, shot the rifle through the cap and trade bill. What we're talking about here is the cap and trade bill on steroids. This goes so much further than the Obama Clean Power Plan, and it's going to devastate West Virginia. It's going to hurt Pennsylvania, Ohio, Appalachia. Working class America will pay a very heavy price, and working families are going to pay a lot more through the power grid, price through the roof.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Fresh and independent, this is Bill Martinez.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and oh, I got a treasure for you. Earl Swift is going to be joining us in just a moment. The author of the New York Times bestseller Chesapeake Requiem, which was named to 10 best of the year list. His other books include Autobiography, as in automobile, The Big Roads and Where They Lay. He's a former reporter for the Virginia Pilot, a contributor to Outside and other publications, a fellow of Virginia Humanities at the University of Virginia, and he lives in a little piece of heaven there in the Blue Ridge Mountains west of Charlottesville. That's got to be amazing, Earl, to wake up to that every day. What a gorgeous environment. You're so blessed.
It's off the scale, Bill. I'm a mile from the Appalachian Trail, a mile from the Blue Ridge Parkway. Wow. I hang out a hike every day, pretty much.
I guess not. You're just making everybody so envious. But, I got to imagine, I've always thought there may be a book and two in me. I think I'm in the process of writing three different ones myself. But I've always thought there would be a place that you need to settle in to where you had the environment, whether it was by a lake or, the Blue Ridge Mountains or something like that. And you definitely have found your place. That's great.
Well, I wish environment were the key, but the fact is, it has nothing to do with it. I do not, despite the image, sit around by candlelight wearing a frilly shirt awaiting the muse. I like to eat, so I just sit down at the keyboard and wherever I am and type, and that's, key. It's good to do it every day.
Well, Earl, I appreciate you coming on the show to talk about your new book, Across the Airless Wilds, which people are going to look at the title and go, whoa, what does that mean? The Lunar Rover and the Triumph of the Final Moon Landings. Yes, we're going to talk Lunar Rover. Why would you write a book about the Lunar Rover?
Well, because it completely changed everything about Apollo. Although they're... they've kind of dimmed in the shadow cast by the first moon landing, Apollo 11. The last three missions, Apollo 15, 16, and 17, were just so much more ambitious, so much more audacious, and so much more successful. They justified the entire moon program, really. Mm-hmm. It's where the whole effort to get into space, beginning all the way back with Alan Shepard's first flight in a Mercury capsule, it's where it all came home. All of those earlier missions, Mercury, Gemini, and the early Apollo missions were preparation for those last three. And the key piece of gear that they took with them that changed the whole face of lunar exploration was a tiny aluminum electrically powered folding car that origamied into a small cargo bay on the lunar module and carried the astronauts 56 miles across the lunar surface.
Wow. I mean, who can say that, right? I mean, there you are. You're cruising the moon. And 50 years ago, Americans cruised the moon.
Yeah, it'll be 50 years this July 31st.
Wow.
that Dave Scott and Jim Irwin first climbed into the rover, which was essentially a circa 1969 General Motors product, and took off across the Hadley Apennine region of the moon. They climbed hundreds of feet up a mountain. They skipped along the edge of a canyon that was a mile wide and 1,000 feet deep. And they just covered an area that was many, many times what, you know, would have been possible had they been on foot.
Yeah. You imagine Dinah Shore singing that song, right? I mean, we used to say, see the USA in your Chevrolet. I'm not sure if we could get the right lyric for see the moon in your Chevy, but look at that. That's what happened. Yeah. Of course, I'm dating myself, and you can tell. I mean, talking Dinah Shore and Chevys, right?
Yeah, no, half of your listeners are thinking, Dinah who? It wasn't a Chevy. This, you know, it was General Motors, but it was not the Detroit automotive angle, you know, part of General Motors. So this was not the company that built the Vega at the same time. This was a division of Delco Electronics that had a laboratory in Santa Barbara, California. And those guys have been working on lunar mobility for 10 years by the time they got the contract to help Boeing build the rover. And good thing they had that experience, too, because it really came to the fore in putting together a pretty transformative piece of hardware.
Yeah, that's a story in itself, isn't it, Earl? I mean, to invest 10 years of your life, money, people who invested in this idea, you know, you get some scientific geeks, you know, together talking about, oh, yeah, what are you doing? Oh, we're building this little, you know, car here that is going to be used on the moon. Yeah, oh, what? You know, oh, that's you can imagine the conversations they must have had.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they were fully invested, too, these guys. Mm-hmm. You know, if you go back to the beginning of you know, NASA's notion that we'd put a car on the moon, that actually predates NASA. You go back to 1952, Wernher von Braun, whose engineers built the Saturn V, wrote a magazine story for Collier's Magazine in which he predicted what our first visit to the moon would be like. Now, this is 17 years before we actually went there.
Mm-hmm.
And in this, he described a moon car, and the vehicle he described was this hulking, multi-ton behemoth of a beast that had a pressurized cabin, or, you know, that carried a lot of astronauts at once, could go hundreds of miles, and it was so heavy and big that it would require its own rocket to get to the moon. And as far-fetched as that might seem today, that vision of what a moon car would look like kind of stayed with NASA for the next decade. It wasn't until the mid-60s that the agency realized, you know, we're not going to be able to afford to send a second Saturn V up to the moon to give the astronauts wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, NASA sustained enough of a budget cut that it just walked away from the idea of a rover at all in the Apollo program. But the engineers you talk about, these private side guys who had spent a decade at that point working on the program, they weren't about to give up after such an investment. So
can you imagine the kick in the gut for them? I mean, to get the news that hey, the plug was being pulled on their idea.
Yeah, everything you've worked for is just gone up like smoke. And but they didn't accept it. And one engineer at GM, a guy named Ferenc Pavlik, Frank to his American friends, spent 4 months trying to figure out how to make an even smaller rover that could be origamied, folded up, you know, couple of different ways to
it's incredible,
get
huh?
to this one spot. Yeah.
Yeah, they do it with bicycles today, but to do it with a car. And what it was, what, less than 500 pounds is what it weighed, right?
Oh, yeah, 460 and change.
Oh,
and which is not a whole lot more than an astronaut in his spacesuit.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys weighed 400 when they were wearing their backpack around the moon.
And how do they keep this all-terrain vehicle in place that just doesn't float off into space somewhere?
It was rigged to the side of the lunar module it kind of wrote a wedge-shaped hole in the bottom half of the lunar module. Mm-hmm. It was held in place with pulleys and hinges and, you know, braking reels, all of which, when they landed, would be engaged to unfold it like a drawbridge from the side of the lander. And automatically deposited on the lunar surface. So that, that same gear that held it in place so that it didn't spring loose while it was flying to the moon also released it from the side of the lander once they were on the ground.
Wow. What an incredible story. We're going to talk more about this with Earl Swift, his new book, Across the Airless Wild. Stay with us right here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. As the Tide Ministry continues broadcasting the gospel throughout Albania, our local ministry partners are reaching out to bless listeners. A woman named Kola recently shared how the Tide Albanian radio pastor and the program he records in her language have helped her feel peace throughout her struggle with leukemia. Pastor Clody donated much-needed blood to Kola and stayed by her side to pray with and comfort her. He also gifted her with a radio so she could listen to the Tide broadcast to learn more about Jesus. Kola says that the gospel messages helped make her pain easier. And since being in the hospital, she has prayed to God and put her faith in Jesus. To read more edifying stories like Kola's and find out what you can do to help the Tide Ministry reach more Albanians for Christ, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, we are just the way you like to hear from us as we bring on these great guests, interesting authors, Earl Swift's new book, Across the Airless Wilds, The Lunar Rover and the Triumph of the Final Moon Landings. The Lunar Rover, I mean, it's, we're talking 50 years ago this July, was it 30th or 31st?
Well, it was the 30th of the they landed the 31st that they took their first drive.
Wow. Here they are, cruising the moon.
Yes, indeed.
What a marvel, what a great story. So here it is, they land, and now it's time to, to get in the lunar rover. And whose job was it to control the rover?
Well, in that first one, on Apollo 15, it was Dave Scott, the commander of the mission. And he and Jim Irwin rode shotgun. And the rover was set up like an Earth car. It had the power plant up front, which consisted of two batteries. It had a trunk in the back, and these guys sat kind of amidships. Driver sat on the left side, and he controlled it with a joystick. It was T-shaped, so all he had to do was rest his palm on it. If you slid it forward, the rover went forward. If you turn it right or, leaned it right or left, it would turn. And if you pulled back, it would break. You pulled it all the way back, you'd engage the parking brake. And if you flipped the switch in the handle of this joystick and then pulled back, you'd go in reverse. Mm-hmm. It was a pretty, it had steering front and back, so it was in a very short wheelbase. So if anything, right. It might have been a bit too maneuverable. It was very right. twitchy. And top speed of 8 to 10 miles per hour, depending on the terrain. Mm-hmm. Rarely did they get it up that fast. Yeah. It was unnerving to drive on that, very lumpy, very broken surface where visibility was difficult the whole time they were there.
Yeah.
Distances were really tough to judge.
Exactly. Talk about unknowing and that sort of thing. And it wasn't the kind of car you could pick chicks up in. So, hey, look, you're on the moon, right?
Well, even if you could, you'd have no place to put them.
Exactly. Well, one of them, and that's right, we get rid of the shotgun for just a moment. Hey, we're just going to leave you here for just a moment, then next time we'll let you go around. And how did these women get here? Anyway, that's a whole other story. But anyway, so six times we'd already been on the moon, from 69 to 72, and on the first of three of those missions, as you say, Apollos 11, 12, and 14, astronauts explored the moonscape around their landing sites on foot. So now here's the time for them to venture out, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's easy to forget, especially if you remember watching TV during those early missions, and you see the astronauts bouncing, bunny hopping around their landing sites, looking like they're having a lot of fun. It's easy to forget just how difficult and taxing it was to move in a spacesuit. The thing weighed more than you do. It was pumped up to the stiffness of an all-season radial. So just moving and bending an arm or closing a fist was took real muscle. I mean, after just a few minutes, you were exhausted. And so the idea of traveling far in one of these things was pretty out of the question. Mm. On top of everything else. Because you were working so hard, your metabolic rate was elevated, and that meant you burned through the air and cooling water in your backpack at an accelerated rate, so you couldn't spend as much time outside.
Exactly.
The rover not only gave the astronauts range, a tremendous improvement in range, but it also increased the time they could stay outside because it lowered their metabolic rates. It took a lot less effort to drive, and the results were pretty astounding. Apollo 11, those guys, all of their travels would fit inside a football field with a lot of yardage left over. And the farthest either Neil Armstrong or Buzz Aldrin ever wandered from their lander was 65 yards. And then Apollo 15 comes along 2 years later, and they drive more than 17 miles, and they command a piece of territory half the size of Manhattan. Black and white in terms of difference, just completely redefined.
You imagine how many calories they burned wearing those spacesuits, right? Because with all that weight and the tax, the effects it had on the body, the metabolic process and everything like that, they had to be burning calories like crazy.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they were. It was hard work. I mean, it took real muscle to do it. And you layer on top of all the physical demands, the weirdness of being in one-sixth gravity, the fact that you can't see your own feet from inside the helmet, and then that, your lack of depth perception, because there are no visual cues, no yardsticks to judge distance by, no trees, no clouds, no houses, no telephone poles, things we use every day without even thinking about it.
Huh.
They couldn't tell whether, you know, how far away a mountain was. They couldn't tell whether a big boulder a long way away, you know, they couldn't tell the difference between that and a small boulder close up. It was surprisingly disorienting.
Right. Exactly. So much for a small step for man, huh?
It was easy as long as you kept it small. It got really complicated when you went beyond that.
Yeah, you take that giant step for mankind, and you might miss a step or two. Let's talk about, we've got about 4 minutes left here, Earl. Your new book, Across the Airless Wilds, and the focus is this lunar rover. What did the rover offer in terms of advantages besides more time and greater range?
Well, obviously those were the big two. But the other thing is that, you know, when the astronauts on foot ventured off to do science, what limited science they were able to do, namely gathering geological samples, they had to carry all their tools with them, and then they had to carry all the collected rocks back. And so they were really limited on just what they could do. And the rover had a tool pallet that carried all of their tools in the trunk, and it had a nice big space back there for their collected samples, their bagged samples. So they were able, it just gave them the capability to carry cargo.
Right.
Degree that they've never had before.
No golf clubs, by the way. I just want to clear up that fallacy. There was no golf clubs there, so.
No. When Alan Shepard hit his 6-iron shot on Apollo 14, he did not have a rover. That's the only thing anyone remembers about Apollo 14.
Right. Well, let's talk about the effect. You mentioned science, the scientific aspects of the mission.
Yes. Yeah. They were, you know. The moon's a valuable geological quarry because it's been dead since infancy. It's a time capsule of the universe billions of years ago. And unlike Earth, where, you know, we live in a very dynamic planet where changes are wrought all the time by weather and volcanism and plate tectonics and what have you, the moon has undergone very little change. The only change that it has undergone has been the result of impact by meteorites, really. And so by going to the moon, you glean insight not only into its history, but our history as a planet and the universe's history, because it is such a time capsule. And so these guys were, you know, the astronauts in the last three missions were very well trained in geology to the point that they probably would have qualified as master's students. And they went there knowing, you know, with a set of objectives on each mission, looking for particular things and usually finding them. And in the case of Apollo 16, John Young and Charlie Duke refuted what was assumed about a big piece of the moon. They erased the geological supposition that the piece of the moon they went to, the Descartes Highlands, was volcanic in origin.
Well, Earl Swift, we got about a minute left here. Real quick, I mean, fortunately, like you said, the study of geology, you know, and you see in some places the lunar rover gets away from, I mean, it doesn't get away. I mean, it's far away from the mother ship here. I would think, oh, my goodness, if there isn't, you know, a gas station you can pull into and ask for directions, how do you not lose your way?
Well, you know, that's one of the most amazing things about this story is the idea that these guys, you know, they flew 250,000 miles to this other celestial body, and then they climbed into what was essentially a 1969 General Motors product, and they drove beyond sight of their one way home.
Earl, there's so much more. I wish we had more time to talk about, but hey, look, we've got the juices flowing, you know, in the brains of our listeners here to get their hands on your book and to get more details about Across the Airless Wild, the Lunar Rover, and the triumph of the final moon landings from Earl Swift. Earl, thank you so much for being with us. This is a great book. We'll link it on our website at BillMartinezShow.com.
Bill, thank you so much for having me.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The death toll from flooding across parts of western Germany and Belgium rose around 100 Friday as the search continues for hundreds of people still unaccounted for. Rescuers are scrambling to find survivors and rescue people trapped in houses at risk of collapse. Chancellor Angela Merkel expressed her sorrow over the loss of life during a news conference at the White House late Thursday, saying the full extent of the tragedy will only be seen in the coming days. End quote. Los Angeles County in California will require masks to be worn indoors, even by those vaccinated against the coronavirus. The University of California Higher Education System also said Thursday that students, faculty, and staff must be inoculated against COVID-19 to return to campus. Xiaomi is now the second largest smartphone vendor based on worldwide shipments in the second quarter of 2021. The Chinese company captured 17% of the global market share, just behind Samsung's 19%, but ahead of Apple's 14%. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know, being a former Marine, and many members in our family, including our father, two of my other brothers served in the military, I make no apology for the U.S. flag. It is something that we've always been proud of. It is our banner that we have served under. We were raised to be proud Americans, and as Selwyn had reported earlier, what have we got, over 30%, 36% of the kids, 39%, whatever that number was, that have been indoctrinated by the school system that we pay for in our taxes to hate America. I mean, think about that. You know, over a third of the kids hate America, and they hate it under a false pretense and a false narrative that's been thrust upon them. And now, all under the guise and the importance of our First Amendment right of free speech, we have athletes that want to take advantage of our tax money and say they represent our country, and you know, and I would say do harm to the history of our country. That look at, if you want to go ahead and whether you're a soccer player, whatever athlete, or you know, you're a field and track star, hey, you know, all honor and glory to you. You know, you've worked hard, but you do this in the name of the United States. You've gotten concessions, you've gotten breaks, you've gotten support by the American people. And now you want to go on an international stage and disgrace the flag and disgrace the people that support it. I'm sorry, I cannot get there with these athletes. I think there's a time and place, and when you take money from an institution and from the people who say this is what we're about and this is what we honor, and then you go and shove it in their face, then I'm sorry, it creates a problem. We're going to be joining live with my good friend Jeff Cruer on his station, WGSO 990 AM, and here he comes. You can hear him right now in the background. Here he is. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Bill, how are you? Good morning.
Hey, I'm doing great. I was just sharing with the audience, in light of what your column was talking about, you know, I guess maybe we're back to that posture in our country where you got to, you know, make a decision. You know, are you going to love it or leave it? I mean, we've got all hell breaking loose in Cuba right now because people found out that, you know, after all these years, what, 60 years or so, that, you know, freedom is something worth having, and they've lost it. They believed in what the Castro brothers said that they were going to deliver, and they've given them 60 years to do it. They haven't delivered, and they're fed up with it. And then we have an America today that somehow thinks that socialism and Marxism is the way to go when there's never been a proof, one iota of proof, that the promises of Marxism and socialism have been fulfilled. Am I off here some way?
No, you're right on target, Bill. There's no example of Marxism, socialism working anywhere. I mean, all these are failed states, and Cuba's a great example. And look at the people there. Congratulations to the people for standing up, and they have tremendous courage because they know that there's going to be a crackdown. They know they're going to send out the police to round up people, and they've got a lot of support from their family and friends in Miami and other places around the country, and we need to stand with them. We need to stand with the people of Cuba fighting for freedom there.
Because this is a God-given right. This is a God-given right, Jeff. You know, this isn't something that Castro gives to you or Joe Biden gives to you or Fauci gives to you. No, this is from God himself. And this is why this is so organic and has finally come to a head. So congratulations, like you said, for the courage of the Cuban people. And this is a lesson for everybody, is that freedom demands courage. To sit there and debase our American flag, for example, with some of these athletes that want to support and, I mean, have gotten our support monetarily and otherwise to participate in the Olympic Games, and now to come back and say we're going to, disgrace your flag because we don't believe in the flag. It's like, you know what? Then I'm sorry. You may be an American by birth, but not by practice.
You know, what's ironic is that you have freedom fighters in Hong Kong and Cuba waving the American flag. They understand what the American flag represents, but we have people here in this country that don't. And people like Gwen Berry, who is a hammer thrower, got a medal on the stand, turns her back on the flag and the anthem, hangs her head in shame, puts a T-shirt on that says activist athlete, and tries to tell us that, you know, she was upset that they played the national anthem and they said that they wouldn't. And my question is, what is she doing on a team representing a country that she hates so much?
Exactly.
Why are we allowing people on the team who don't respect our symbols and don't love our country?
Yeah, she takes our money. And then on top of that, the Olympics answer, we're going to redesign the flag. Heck with what Betsy Ross has done, all those traditions of the red, white, and blue and the stars and stripes. We are going to redesign the flag is their brilliant idea, Jeff Cruer.
Oh, that is beyond insulting. That is infuriating. That is it can't be allowed.
No.
I mean, the flag is perfect as it is, Bill.
Well, you know, behind that flag, you think of all the blood, treasure, life that has secured our freedoms, that is represented in the stars and stripes, Jeff. You're going to just, you know, cancel that? Are you kidding me? I'll tell you, the silent majority has to stand up and say, enough of this insanity. We cannot sell out and let loose of these founding principles that we've held on to that are rich with tradition. I mean, that's like somebody coming into your house, Jeff, and saying that the traditions that you hold dearly between you and your wife, they don't make it anymore. Get rid of that tradition and the whole deal. Well, I got to tell you, if your wife's anything like my wife, I think somebody would die trying to make that happen.
Yeah, it wouldn't fly. I thought Bill, the governor of Utah, said it well. He said that the flag has stood the test of time as a beacon to the free and oppressed, and too many lives have been lost to preserve that symbol and all it stands for. And he says he refuses to let white supremacy or Black Lives Matter groups change that, and I think he's right on target. He represents the greatest country in the history of the world. It's an important symbol for the United States of America, and The national anthem is also something that should be respected, and I'm sick of it. Sick of the kneeling, sick of the disrespect, sick of the soccer players and all their antics and their Black Lives Matter jackets and their kneeling, and they're showing more allegiance to Black Lives Matter than they are to the United States of America, Bill.
Right, exactly. But look what happened at Walmart, Jeff, over, you know, the holiday weekend. I mean, spontaneously, the people started singing the national anthem. Look what happened at these sporting events, hockey games and that, where the people just came together and all just organically took over the singing of the national anthem, not needing somebody to lead the way. I mean, look at, you know, what we have to acknowledge here is there's more of us than them. We are the majority, and the majority needs to take a stand against this insanity, this idiocy that's taking place. We wouldn't allow it to take place anywhere else, but right now, all in the name of, you know, contemporary cancel culture and wokeness and all that sort of stuff, it's like, look at it, serves no positive purpose.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned those incidents, and especially the Walmart incident where you had a group of shoppers there just spontaneously start singing the national anthem at this in Hazlitt, Texas, because this Walmart has a lot of American flags on the ceiling, and one person started singing, and then they all chimed in, and it was captured on video. It's unbelievable, and I did share it on the show, and a lot of people were thankful for hearing it, and it sort of reaffirms my faith in the American people, Bill. We've got, as you say, the silent majority, the great majority of this country loves America. And I'm just sick of the haters getting all the attention. I'm sick of the haters getting the platform.
Right. Well, it's time for us to take it back. Look at what they've done in this summer of love, all in the name of diversity, Black Lives Matter, and Antifa. Billions of dollars of damage. People's jobs have been lost in this COVID era, not just because of COVID, but because of just blatant stupidity, Jeff. I mean, you got to call it for what it is. In the words of Forrest Gump, you know, stupid does what stupid is, you know?
Yeah, and you know what I'd like to see is the Department of Justice start prosecuting some of these stupid people for what they did. Stop focusing on the people that went into the Capitol on January 6th.
And I'm glad you brought that up.
Fairness in the justice system and go after the people that burned and looted and destroyed last summer.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and they also burned and destroyed property in D.C., and nothing happened to them. I'm not talking about January 6th. I'm talking all part of the Summer of Love and Black Lives Matter. And what did they do? They gave them asphalt so that they could do a mural and put Black Lives Matter on the road to the White House. What does that say?
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Here 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Rachel Alexander, the attorney, contributor to Town Hall, WND, the Christian Post and Newsmax is with us right now. Hey, Rachel, how are we doing?
I'm doing great this morning. Thank you for having me.
Hey, well, good. Good to have you here. Well, I'll tell you, CPAC came, it went, and Donald Trump put everybody on notice. He is alive and well, and he still knows how to torment the left because they can't handle the truth.
No, they can't. I mean, I just wrote an article called "Sorry, Leftist, You Haven't Destroyed Trump's Popularity," and it's hysterical to see them all talking about how he's ruined goods and Republicans are trying to distance themselves from him, and that's just flat out not true. I hear people saying all the time to me, you know, oh, so-and-so might get Trump's endorsement. That'll really be huge. That's what they're talking like to me.
Exactly.
They're not... You know, this is lies coming from the left. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe if you're in, you know, one of a handful of swing districts across the country with it, you know, maybe they don't want to be associated with Trump. But that was true 4 years ago about Trump when he was at the height of his popularity.
Exactly. So you can't expect a whole lot to change there anyway, because, you know, after it's said and done. But you can tell real quick, because for them, you know, people with that kind of stinking thinking, it's all about power and control. It's really nothing different than the Democrats or the rhinos and that. It's all about power and control. And Donald Trump has been consistent when it comes to power and control. That power and control resides where the U.S. Constitution says it resides, and that's with we the people. And it drives these you know, lever pullers out of their skulls, because that's not the way you play ball.
Right, and they hate him for a couple of reasons, and one of them is it. You just mentioned it, the Constitution. They hate him because not only is he aggressive about going about what he does, pushing the conservative agenda, but he does push a conservative and constitutional agenda. He isn't the New York rhino that we all feared that he would be. So, and they never thought he could get elected. They didn't think we could get another Republican elected again. But the reason we did is because he's a celebrity who didn't have a whole, you know, history, right-wing history that they could use against him. He came out of left field, and they are so mad, they are so angry that he was able to pull it off.
Well, it's-
it says a lot, Rachel, when you have a figure, and Donald Trump is so unique because, as you're suggesting, he wasn't beholden to anybody. We've been saying this from day one, you and I, is that he didn't owe anything to the K Streeters, the traditional lever pullers of this government. And this was what was so shocking and disturbing to the status quo, because somebody could come from outside and really do a much better job than they could ever do. I mean, to have a true chief executive or chief executive officer in the White House, look at the difference. Look at what he was able to accomplish in a short period of time that Joe Biden has managed to all but unravel in less than 5 months.
Oh, it's utterly hysterical watching Biden attempt to get anything done. I mean, for one of my day jobs, I work with Associated Press articles all day long, and all it's about is gridlock, gridlock, gridlock within his own party. You know, look at what's happened to his bipartisan, infrastructure bill. I mean, it's just a muddled mess. And unlike Trump, I mean, he just took off at the beginning with executive order after executive order.
Exactly. I'm looking at Vice President Harris. How does she survive this whole situation? I mean, it seems to me, you know, she has one and done all over her. I mean, here is a political animal that could only garner 3% of her own party's interest, and yet she's in the number two seat to be in control and to inherit the White House should something happen to Joe Biden.
I think she's imploding. I just keep reading all these horrible articles about how awful it is working under her, how she loves everything, like her, you know, trip to Mexico when she finally took the trip to the border. I think she's doing a terrible job. I don't think she's setting herself up to be president at all. And if she is, she's going to be a very unlikable president.
Yeah. Well, the Chinese want to know how many ballots they have to pre-print if she runs for president. Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. I thought I was just thinking it. Forgive me. This is totally, totally nuts, on its face, to say the least, because even though she went to the border, she kind of went to the border, really didn't go to where, you know, she needed to go in terms of where the main problem was. But she could say, you know, with help from the press, well, I kind of went to the border.
Right. Yeah. And it just looks so bad.
Yeah. I went to the border and I got a churro. So leave me alone.
Or she was like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, went to the border and pretended to cry.
Oh, gosh. This is unbelievable. It is amazing. But getting back to what you wrote about in terms of Trump's popularity, and we saw what happened in CPAC, the straw poll there. What was it? 70% of the people attending said that Donald Trump is their guy for 2024. Was that the number? I know that Ron DeSantis was the closest after that at 20%. Some people keep throwing Ron DeSantis' name up as a positive alternative. But the governor of Florida knows better. He knows that that lane is filled and he's not about to go in and interject himself, that he's fine and he's doing a great job for the state of Florida, but that he's not about to go into that lane while Trump is there.
Yeah, he has looked like he's backed away for some of the Trump events, which I think is a good sign. And, you know, I mean, I think he's doing awesome in Florida, and I want him to stay there, but he could always be vice president. I mean, he would be a very natural fit for that.
Right. I think that Mike Pence has kind of vacated that position. That's a lane that's open for lots of reasons. We can talk about that on another day. But some of the reasons that Ron DeSantis has chosen not to be with Trump is because, oh, yeah, we had a big, condo problem in Miami, and he needed to be there. He did not need to be. Could you imagine if he'd have left Miami and went on this tour with Donald Trump, what they'd be saying about him?
Exactly. He made the right call. And, you know, when you've got two people that might potentially run against each other, you need to handle it very delicately. And I think they're both doing a great job of that.
Well, and again, what Trump brought in his speech, an hour and a half speech at CPAC, I mean, it's amazing to watch him speak. I'm sure there was a bit of a teleprompter there, but so much was from his heart, his knowledge, and you compare his presentation of the situation here in America versus Joe Biden's inarticulation and his constant refreshing of those index cards that he has to pull out of his pocket.
Yeah, it's like night and day. And I got to say, besides the fact that Biden is so, I call him bumbling Biden, besides the fact that he's so incoherent, have you looked at the photos of him lately? I mean, I don't know if it's just all the bad past plastic surgery or whatever, but he just looks bewildered and confused in every photo he takes.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't pour any water on him. He could melt. As they might say, and maybe I shouldn't say that, forgive me. But it is really sad. It's a sad commentary, and it puts our country in peril because he's the leader. Because meanwhile, as you continue to read, the Russians are hacking away. I mean, they are, whether Putin, I still maintain nothing happens in Russia without Putin's knowledge. And where's Biden? He just lets Putin and his minions get away with hacking our different companies.
Oh, yeah. It's he acted like Trump was too nice to Putin. What Biden's doing? He doesn't have any teeth when it comes to Putin.
Exactly.
I don't know where he's going to do next. He's so volatile. There's no consistency in how he treats a lot of these dictators.
Well, and at a time when the dictators seem to be gaining, more energy and confidence as they perceive America to be weak, as they look upon, this presidency of Joe Biden.
Oh, that is written everywhere. You can see that happening. They're becoming emboldened. Look what's happening in Afghanistan. The Taliban is taking all back over. All the generals warned us in advance. You were pulling the troops out too fast. I guarantee you, if Trump had still been in office right now, we would not be pulling them out this fast, because Trump never said there was a firm deadline. He kept saying, we need to reassess and keep, pushing the deadline out depending on the situation. And so we're seeing, all those people who lost their lives for nothing because Biden wants to get them out when it's too premature.
Exactly. Well, Trump, being the iconic chief executive officer, would have monitored the movements and would have kept them in check and not, announce. And I understand, in part, leaving in the dark of night in order to, protect our servicemen and women. But the other thing was to leave behind all the hardware, all, tanks and everything. That Trump even said that he had told the general that he wanted every nail back in the United States.
Yeah, there's some funny business going on there, because the Taliban is just going to take all of that equipment.
Of course
we
they are.
I mean, we can predict it, and we're going to be like, I told you so down the road. But, I mean, do you think the media is ever going to report much of that? I mean, I have to dig through to find this information.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, the discovery continues. And Rachel Alexander, we appreciate all the hard work and coming on the show and keeping us up to date. She's an attorney, contributor to Town Hall, WND, and the Christian Post. Rachel, how can people be in touch?
Definitely go to townhall.com and my new gig at arizonasuntimes.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency.